Welcome to the Basic Bogeys Podcast. We release new episodes every Thursday. If you like what you hear, follow us on Instagram, TikTok, and subscribe on YouTube.
We can be found at Basic Bogeys on all platforms.
What's up, everyone? I'm Gary.
Maybe some brutally honest moments there.
Did you just spill something on the brand new Acorn Hills?
This is why we can't have nice things, dude.
Hey, I'm TJ. Obviously, I'm a big Ricky Fowler guy.
This man's at the range.
Listen.
Listening to Alanis Morissette.
I think we both have a pretty decent short game for not being pro golfers.
We're caught in between that average to...
Yeah, low, mid handicap.
Yeah.
Even people with two legs is difficult. Golf is hard.
Right.
Here with the Basic Bogey Fellas. This is good. This is fun.
This is all that was supposed to happen. Yep. Just to end up here with us. Yep.
Everything happens for a reason. Sat here in front of you two beautiful gentlemen.
Everybody was crowding on the green. Like, yo, let's go to the next tee.
TJ's like, no, let's go to that tee box.
Posted up real close, and there's DJ and his brother Austin.
Have a good fish fry.
And then pick up the fish fry and go.
Pick up the fish fry and go.
You just showed up with my wristband, and you're walking out with burgers, chicken sandwich, fries.
We had glizzy stuff.
We had five meals.
Easy. One of the scariest moments of my life. I forgot when you texted me. It was hilarious. I think you were like, you know what? We could use this.
That was after I had made the offer.
Oh, you already? Okay. All right. That checks out.
We're in it to win it this year, so
watch out.
We are Basic Bogeys. Here we are. It's Mother's Day Sunday. Wells Fargo just wrapped up, and so we're recording our PGA preview show. Kind of a crazy finish. Everyone saw this was going to be a battle between Rory and Xander down the stretch, and then... Mm-hmm. They were tied, going to the back nine, and then Rory just took off, and Xander just, you know, couldn't finish the job. Rory won by five strokes. So this is his first solo win.
Win by five strokes while double bogeying the
last
hole.
I know. He put that approach out, but crazy that this is his first. Like, he won the Zurich Classic a couple weeks back there with Shane Lowry, but this is his first solo win since the Genesis Scottish Open. Almost a year ago now. So,
yeah.
Crazy little setup here, and it just kind of rolling right into it. Last time PGA Championship was at Valhalla, Rory won it back in 2014. Mm-hmm. And I'm going with Rory as my pick. You know me, I'm not a Rory guy, but
I know.
I think the stage just, it kind of sets up really well for him to step up and do this, especially now with. He's on this new subcommittee for the PGA Live negotiations, and you know he's been in the spotlight a lot lately with just different things between the PGA and Live, and it's time for him to get back in that winner's circle and win a major. It's been years since he's won the major.
Right, and I mean right now things couldn't be going better for him. I mean, you're coming off of back-to-back wins here. You're going into a course that you've already won at. It's favorable to that kind of, cause to his, play style. I mean, yeah, Rory's probably the obvious pick other than maybe Scheffler, but, I'm rolling with Victor Hovland. I so badly want to stick with my boy Homa, cause he's just been like top five, top 10, like pretty much, I don't know, like a month and a half straight. He's playing probably his top golf that I've seen. Him play, but I don't know. I got this weird suspicion that this course is Victor's just going to eat it up. I think he's just going to tear it up. So don't be surprised to see Victor probably top three even after, like, you know, heading into Sunday. I got a feeling about it. So
yeah, it's going to be interesting for sure. I mean, 10 years since they've been back at this course. This is a course I remember. Like, I just remember playing this on like the Tiger Woods video games as a kid.
Yeah.
And I don't know how well you know the course, but like the sixth hole is that, like, it reminds me of Wanoa type style. Like, you can't take driver off the tee. It's like a layup to that little sharp dog leg right, and you can't cut the corner because there's that creek that runs there. And so it forces a 200-yard approach to the green on a par four. So you basically have to hit like 180 to 200 and then 200 in, and it's tough hole. But it's, I mean, that's my favorite hole at this course. I think it's pretty cool.
Yeah, and I mean, like what you said before too, where it's like it's kind of more of that Scottish style design, so it's a lot of bump and run. It's a lot of, like, so you even like that 200, you still have to, that 200 tee shot, you still have to hit it like short of that and just expect it to run out to 200. Cause it's going to be, I think it's going to be favorable to maybe some of the bombers on the other holes like that. But yeah, I'm still thinking back to like last year when we went to Oak Hill to watch the practice round.
Yeah.
And like that course compared to this one, it is complete opposite. So it's very interesting. I'm so excited for this weekend.
Yeah. It's very much an approach shot course. I mean, the other big holes, the 13th is there's a little island green on that par four. And then the closing hole is it's the like boomerang shaped green. And so it's kind of what you're going to hit a driver out for your tee shot. And then it's a split fairway coming into that. And the flag's going to be probably on one fairway one day and then close to the other fairway another day. And
that's cool.
It's going to be really interesting as the finishing hole. Hopefully it's in contention. This is the fourth time the PGA has been at Valhalla.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously Rory won it last time. I believe he beat Phil by a shot, and the two times before that actually went to a playoff.
Oh, okay.
And I think the senior PGA championship has been here twice before as well. I saw earlier, both times those went to a playoff. So,
okay.
You know, hopefully there's some drama down the stretch.
Hopefully we're in for a barn burner here. So, yeah, that'll be cool. I forgot about the split fairway there because it's a par five, right? To end it,
yeah.
So that'll be
and
cool.
It's really kind of like depending on where the flag is, which fairway you're playing to each day. You know, it's probably going to change day to day depending on the pin locations.
Yeah, that'll be a fun one to tackle. But I don't know. Anybody want to pick Tiger? Tiger's playing in it, right? He should be. I think I saw his name on the list. His people
Tiger
were like
is in the field.
Yeah, because everybody was like ragging. So like Scheffler's like tied for the lead, and they're like, he might leave if his wife goes into labor.
Oh, at the Masters, that was just kind of. Yeah. I mean, it was a cool storyline, but it's like when you look into the actual details, his wife was still like 4 weeks till she was due at that point.
I
like
know.
It wasn't going to happen. But
yeah,
still a great win, but
hell yeah,
you know.
Yeah, I forgot that they just had a child. So yeah, I know he's out of it, but yeah, for whatever reason, I feel like because this course plays more of like European style, I just feel like I gotta go with an overseas person. I feel like that's not my whole reasoning, but I just feel like Victor's due. Like he's due for like a big tournament.
He is.
So it's just a ticking time bomb. And so far I'm like pretty decent with my picks. I mean, I picked Homa and he finished third, right? Third or fourth.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
We'll see. We should bring in the expert here and see what he has to say.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're going to kick this over to Bud Copeland. He's going to give us a little bit more of the insight here and, let us in on his picks and maybe a little bit more of the history of the PGA championship there.
We're here to talk about the PGA championship. Fucking get into it, boys. First of all, how's the game? How's morale? How is the search, the chase for 80?
Haven't gotten there yet this year, but, we had a tournament, me and Gary and some other guys, just a couple weeks back here. Our next big thing, I think we talked about it the last time, is the AIM, which is kind of that like amateur, Central New York type thing. So we're both got our qualifiers coming up. So trying to grind and get the game in shape for that. But in the meantime, following pro golf and seeing where that's all at. So.
I'm in the same boat. Qualifier season is just around the corner. As a matter of fact, I go to the U.S. Open the week before I roll into my first qualifier, and so it's gonna be one hell of a way to kick off the season. Hopefully, maybe I'll be able to check in with you boys while I'm down there because we're gonna have just me being one of my buddies, kind of a week long buddies trip to the U.S. Open, but as a couple of grown ass men, so I don't think it's gonna be as much shenanigans as normal.
Yeah, I mean that'd be cool. Like I said, we're trying to kind of do these like little preview shows, and we'd love to have you be a part of each of those leading into all the majors.
Let's dig into the PGA.
Yeah. So Gary and I made our picks earlier in the episode. Gary, he was going to stick with Homa. He's going to be going with Victor Hovland instead. But
that's bold.
Yeah. And I'm going to roll with Rory. I'm not a Rory guy, just not a big fan. but you know, I mean, he won it back in 2014 there. I think it kind of sets the stage. You know, he can never, Augusta wasn't what he wanted it to be, but he's due. And I think with just things kind of progressing now with this new, like the subcommittee, with like PGA Live type of thing, it's like he's got to get back in the winner's circle. And I think this would be the perfect, just, you know, resurrection of his just appearance in majors. I mean, it's been years since he's won a major now. So again, I'm not a big Rory guy. Like, he's really not one of my favorite guys, but I think he's going to do it.
I can't, by the way, I'm rooting for your story. I'm rooting for Rory. The realist in me says Brooks Koepka is going to go back to back to back. He just won on Live. We could do a whole hour on why that's not necessarily anybody else who wins on Live the week before or 2 weeks before a major. I don't put much stock in it.
Yeah.
But Brooks is Brooks. We know who he is. We know when he gets into this mode, look out. And I don't think there's, it's kind of like Brooks or Scotty. If I gave you Brooks or Scotty versus the field, definitely the odds. You bet the field because the odds, this, that, and the other. But then if somebody says, but who do you think is going to win? Oh, Brooks or Scotty, he's probably going to win. I'm riding with Brooksy. I'm going to stick with it, even though he threw that pot shot at a reporter a couple weeks ago who asked a very legitimate question about playing with Matthew Wolff, where it's like, dude, you were publicly critical of him. You traded him off your team, yeah, and now he's in the final round with you in a tournament, and somebody asks you about it. Don't be a dick. Just answer the question. For sure. You know, but then again, that's Brooks. We know who we're getting. I like your Rory storyline because I do agree. And for the folks listening to this, if you haven't really caught this kind of subline, Rory was off the PGA Tour policy board after taking all the slings and arrows and then the agreement, and it's like, fuck this, I'm out. Well, now all of a sudden the money settled on one end and Rory wanted back in a little bit. Webb Simpson said he can have my seat. And 3 weeks later, whether it was really a mean girls, no, he can't come back in, or the story that the PGA Tour is trying to put out there that was much more procedural. You can't just have people saying, hey, my buddy's going to take my seat, so let's not have that bad look. I think it was the latter, because then they did put him on this subcommittee, which is going to do the direct negotiations. Outside of Tiger Woods, I would say Rory McIlroy is the golfer that Mr. Gasser, you know, head of the PIF, yeah, he has expressed kind of, he's got a great relationship with him. You know, he wants global golf, this, that, and the other. And kind of quick hot take off to the side is, I think in light of the recent success on Live Adelaide and how big that Australian tournament has consistently been and how they're kind of struggling to find a foothold anywhere else in the world, I would be shocked if this deal involves Live all of a sudden taking over golf in Australia and Southeast Asia to say, there, take your market, you know, PGA Tour, we'll collaborate for the World Golf Ranking stuff, and maybe we can beef it up that way. But I agree with Rory back on that subcommittee. It's almost like the stars are aligned. He's at the Rory Open this week. He's won 3 Wells Fargos. It was his first professional win back in 2010. And so when all the things are clicking and all the – although – X is going to give it to you. I mean, Xander Schauffele is another one who's looking to break through. Those two are going to go back. They're going to duel tomorrow. You're going to be in for some – or sorry, whenever you're watching the magic of podcasting. At the Wells Fargo, the duel happened, and I'm sure the right guy won. Yeah. But Rory is going to ride this storyline into Valhalla, where my brother-in-law is going to be. Shout out Patrick. Oh, Patrick Pfeiffer. Awesome. He's going to be out there. He's going to be one of like the hole captains or whatever. He's part of that crew. They're from Louisville. So
cool.
There you have it, folks. Brooksy, can't bet against Brooksy, but if you're sitting there with a Scottie Scheffler ticket, then I don't know. It's a waste of a bet because of lack of leverage, but so is Brooks. But I think Brooks is going to win.
Yeah. Yeah. It'd be cool to see him do it. Yeah, we were at we put up the flag finally. Gary and I were out at the PGA last year, because it was just an Oak Hill down the road from here. So we got out.
Right.
Neither of us had ever been to our majors, so we went out for a practice round and just did the whole day. And I think, like we were saying, so the Ryder Cup is at Bethpage Black next fall, which is same thing. It's like a 3.5-hour drive from here. So we want to go down again, do a practice round where everybody was just The practice round was cool, just with everybody so much more relaxed and like, actually like chatting with some of the players and, you know, just more open with it and stuff like that. And what we remember then on that Tuesday or Wednesday, because I remember it was a lot of rain. We got out earlier in the week before all of that. But we just remember seeing like Michael Block on the wall before anybody knew who he was. Like as you walk in, it was like all the PGA professionals that were playing that week.
But, and I'll say that is the cool thing about the PGA Championship. And shout out last year, that was a phenomenal spot. Yeah. 2 years ago, Southern Hills, my homeboy out there in Tulsa, he went to it, and one of my best friends, he sent me a hat, which I should have been wearing for this. I'm ill prepared. As you can see, folks who see this on television, I'm in beautiful Naples, Maine, here at the Naples Marina. Shout out Captain Jack's. And it's pretty much a picture perfect sunset evening here up in Maine. But anyways, back to the PGA. Coming back to Valhalla this year with Rory and that storyline, I don't know why anybody's going with Victor Hovland. No disrespect to Gary. I think that's just a dumb pick. Still love him. I still love me some Gary, and I miss him. Sorry you can't be here with us. But there's something special about going to a major. I'm going to my first major. We used to go to the Players a bunch, my wife and I, and down at Ponte Vedra. And yep, you're right. Yep. Going to a practice round is dope because they are a little looser. You might get a glove. You might get a ball. You'll definitely get some autographs. You'll get people to kind of head nod at you, maybe get, you know, talk to you, take a picture. When it's go time, it's go time. Laser focus, like Tom Brady says. But I'm excited. I haven't been to a major, going to the U.S. Open, and we're doing that too. We're doing a practice round, and then we're doing the first round. And so I think that's going to be right in between that. We're going to go to a sunset round and play Tobacco Road. And,
cool.
We're playing the other Mike Strands course, Tot Hill Farms, on Monday of that week. So it's going to be a dope little satellite week for Boudreaux at the U.S. Open. And I can't wait to check in with the basic bogeys there. But the thing about the PGA, you said it. You mentioned Michael Block. I used to be very biased in my love for Ponte Vedra and the Players' Championship, and I used to say that the Players' Championship was the strongest field in golf because, you know, for a long time in the 80s and 90s, it was kind of considered the strongest field in golf. You know, the idea was to try to take the best in Europe and integrate them into the PGA Tour for this kind of Players' Championship, pun intended. But when you take three steps back, the PGA Championship invites the top 100 golfers as determined by the official World Golf Ranking, which – despite some crybabies out there, do still mean something. There's thousands of other guys that are in that system. Just because a couple dozen said we're out doesn't mean it changes everything. So you get the top 100 there. Then you get the PGA of America saying, you know what? Hey, Taylor Gooch, you're good enough. Yeah. Come on in. They hand out some of these guys.
Got that exception.
And you really do have probably the most difficult professional field. And then you sprinkle on top the Michael Blocks, these 20 to 25 PGA professional teaching pros who are the lifeblood of, you know, amateur golf in reality. Yeah. You know, all the teachers and all the people who run those golf courses, they get a chance to shine. And then you get a block party, and, you know, and it's a scene. So the PGA Championship has slowly become one of my favorite majors because of the quality of golf. I understand when people say, you know, what do you want to win? Well, I want to win a green jacket, because then you get Augusta, you get this, you get that. The U.S. Open and the Open Championship kind of carry more historical prestige. But, you know, when push comes to shove, the PGA Championship is the creme de la creme. It's the best of the best. It's the people who do this and only this for their entire lives to get ready for it. So it's one hell of a week, and it's always, you know, it's always a good show. I just definitely think at the end of the day, we're going to see Brooksy with one more Wanamaker, and you're going to see Rory kind of crying in his suit. I know we got to go, but I got two quick questions for you.
Mm-hmm.
First, this was just posed to me at the bar a little earlier. Do you think Rory McIlroy is ever going to win a Masters?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. I think Phil with his U.S. Open gap, and I think Rory's going to have that Masters gap. Part two. Taylor Gooch, what are your predictions for the Goocher after pounding his fist on the table and getting the invite? Does he have to make the cut? Does he have to finish top 10? Is getting that invite proof enough that, you know, there are still some good golfers out there?
I think he's got to make the cut to prove himself. I don't know if he will, but I think he's, you know.
I think his mouth has written so many checks that if he doesn't finish top 5, top 20 to guarantee an invite back next year.
Yeah.
Because that's about the limited, you know, But I do think, you know, put up or shut up, man. And he also famously at a live event recently when they said, you know, Graham McDowell, former U.S. Open champion, he's playing in a qualifier. Jason Kokrak, he's playing in a qualifier. You know, Brooks, he's got his exemptions. And then when they asked the last member of Smash Golf Club, no. I just, you know, I hope he cheers up. I hope he really leans into it, because I do think if he walks around, if that chip on his shoulder gets too big this week, he's not going to be able to kind of, you know, follow through and really make it happen.
Yeah.
So he's got to take three steps back. The world doesn't hate you. You just brought all that kind of spotlight on you. So go out there, shoot some low numbers, and we'll see what happens next.
Yeah, that's going to be an interesting one. I'll get started right here today when this episode's airing. So those are our picks. Thanks again to Bud for taking the time. Appreciate it as always. All right, so real quick, Gary, give us your insights on those last two little questions. Do you think Rory will ever win a Masters green jacket?
I think at this point in his career, I'm going to say no, but I would not be surprised if, I mean, he's still got some gas in the tank. I will never be surprised if he does win it, but I'm leaning towards he never will. You know, Tiger, I know obviously apples and oranges here, but like after everything Tiger went through and came back like in a rough shape, like he pulled his body through to fucking do that. So is Rory the same caliber? I would put him in that upper echelon golfer category. Do I think he's ever going to win it? Probably not. But will I be surprised if he does? Not at all. So but for simplicity, no.
Yeah. And then the second question, Taylor Gooch in the field at the PGA Championship. Hasn't seen a lot of these players in quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
No asterisk this week. Taylor Gooch is in attendance. What do you think he's got to do?
I don't even think he makes a weekend cut, I'm gonna be honest. Yeah. I will be shocked if he's there Saturday. I don't think that there's even a chance, but
I want to know what some of these, the gallery is going to be saying as they follow him around. Because, he's just going to be getting roasted.
It'll probably be worse than people calling Max Homa fans homosexuals. So it's going to be worse than that, I'll tell you that.
You remember, I don't know how often you listen to Part of My Take, but when they had to have the talk that was like, guys, we got to stop this. Like, he's not a pervert.
That was like
Big Cat had to put on the big boy pants and lay down the law, but
yeah. And people stopped doing it too. That was the funny thing. They've got pull. So yeah, I don't even think he makes the weekend cut. I think all three of us are pretty adamant about that. So
I almost feel worse for whoever's paired with him in these first two rounds because the banner coming from the gallery is gonna be terrible.
Brutal. Brutal. But he should be used to it, right? He's a live guy. He should be used to them talking in his backswing listening to 50 Cent.
We'll see. Maybe he'll prove us all wrong, though. Maybe he'll be up there, but
who knows? Who knows? We know, because I don't think he's going to be anywhere near it.
So wrapping up, I'm going with McIlroy. Gary's with Hovland. Bud,
bold
special
pick.
Insight is Brooks Koepka. Does Brooks repeat here at Valhalla? We'll see. Round one already in action. Stay tuned and then be on the lookout for our wrap-up episode airing on Monday following the PGA Championship.
Yes, sir. So thanks, guys, for listening, and we will catch y'all on the wrap-up show on Monday.
Well, that's a wrap. Thanks for listening to Basic Bogeys.
If you made it to this point, we truly appreciate you listening to today's episode.
To see more of our content, be sure to follow us on Instagram, TikTok, and subscribe on YouTube. We can be found at Basic Bogeys on all platforms.
Feel free to reach out to us, give us feedback on the show, or maybe you want to collaborate. We're always looking to team up with others and continue to grow this great golf community.